I want to drop down now to verse 27. You have here now, consideration is a call from God. You see, creation is really a revelation from God. Now we have this matter of consideration. It's actually a call to consider in the light of all of this. Verse 27, why sayest thou, Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? God knows about the difficulties and problems of those that are his own. And friend, if you belong to him, he's able to quiet the storms of life for you. And somebody says, well, I'm in a storm, and he hasn't quieted it. Well, then, instead of sitting down and weeping or beginning to criticize God, why not begin to look around and find out what the lesson is he wants you to learn in the storm? God would not let you go through it unless there was a lesson there for you to learn. And then the lesson may be this. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary? God never gets tired. There's no searching of his understanding. But man down here, well, the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, there are 3 degrees of power here, and there have been several expositors that have likened this to the 3 stages of Christian growth that you have in 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verses 12 and 14. There you have the young Christian, the young man, you have the adult, and then you have the mature or the senior citizen. Now the young Christian shall mount up as an eagle. The adult Christian, he'll run. And the mature Christian shall walk. And that is quite interesting, by the way. And you have all 3 that are here. It's like the black preacher down in my Southland years ago preaching, by the way, a very wonderful sermon, I would say. He got up and he said, brethren, he says, this church, it needs to walk. And that one of the deacons said, amen. He says, brethren, this church needs to run. And this deacon says, hallelujah. And then he says, brethren, this church needs to fly. And this deacon, he said, amen and hallelujah. And then the minister said, but it's going to cost money to make this church fly. And then this deacon says, let her walk, brother, let her walk. And today, doesn't make any difference who you are. If you're going to walk with God today through this earth, I think this man is entirely accurate. He'll probably cost you something. But he'll furnish you strength. Whatever your condition is, if you need strength to walk, he'll give it to you. If you need strength to fly, he's got that for you also. This is a wonderful chapter. A comfort, the comfort of God as our creator, as our savior, and as our sustainer. How wonderful it is. It is a fine opening for this last section of Isaiah.